Ladies and gentlemen, Garfield and friends.
We're
ready.
Ready
to
party.
I hope you bring lots of spaghetti.
I'm scared.
Come on in, come to the place where fun never ends. Come on in, it's time to party with Garfield and friends. Dancing,
fiesta,
romancing,
siesta,
samba,
la bamba,
ay caramba,
disguises,
surprises,
and pies
of
all sizes.
Come on in, come to the place where fun never ends.
You bet.
Come on in.
If you can find a better show on television, watch it.
A cool breeze hung over the night like an icy chill. In the house, the young, naive cartoonist hardly suspected the terror that lurked without. Hardly heard the stranger skulking about in the bushes. But then he heard it, lurking outside. Still, the foolish lad didn't suspect. Didn't suspect that the intruder was there on a mission, that he had the name of John Arbuckle on his list, and he wasn't about to leave until he had crossed it off.
Excuse me, would you like to buy a magazine subscription?
Magazine subscription?
John Arbuckle, a man who's found himself in one of Garfield's Tales of Scary Stuff. At that very moment, Arbuckle's trusty and handsome cat was fast asleep. But when he sensed John was in danger, he sprang immediately into action.
Congratulations, Mr. Arbuckle! You now have a 5-year subscription to Sponge Illustrated, the only magazine in the world devoted to our friend, the Sponge. And you're getting our lowest ever rate of only one measly dollar an issue. Enjoy!
Do you know how much Chinese food you could have bought me with that money?
It was worth it to get rid of him. I'll never see that salesman again.
Never see that salesman again. Huh. Famous last words, because what John Arbuckle didn't realize was that when you subscribe to a magazine, you sign up forever.
Hello.
Mr. Arbuckle, do you realize your subscription to Sponge Illustrated has only 59 more months to run? Oh, I am authorized to offer you our super deluxe lowest rate ever of 90 cents an issue if you renew now. All right, Mr. Arbuckle, you drive a hard bargain. 80 cents an issue.
I haven't heard John scream like that since I waxed the kitchen floor with cream cheese and went skating. By the next morning, John Arbuckle had almost forgotten about the magazine subscription guy, but not for long.
Mr. Arbuckle, your subscription to Sponge Illustrated expires in 4 years, 11 months. But if you renew now, I can offer you our guaranteed lowest ever rate of, oh, we're going to starve, 70 cents an issue. How about 60 cents an issue?
In the days that followed, the nightmare only grew worse for John Arbuckle.
You've been a good little boy, Johnny. So, I'm offering you Sponge Illustrated at our absolutely, definitely lowest price ever of 50 cents an issue. What's the matter? Don't you believe in Fanta?
No matter where he went, there the monster was, subscription renewal form in hand.
Our certified and bonded lowest price ever of 40 cents an issue. Are you going to let your subscription just expire? I can offer you 5 more years and only 30, count them, 30 cents an issue. No!
Oh, we are the Buddy Bears. We always get along.
We interrupt the Buddy Bears to bring you this special bulletin for John Arbuckle.
John! Oh, buddy, how about our notarized lowest in the history of mankind price of 20 cents an issue?
Come on, guys, we're getting out of here and going on vacation.
It won't work. You can run, but you can't hide.
Come on, our flight leaves in 10 minutes. Skycap, will you check my bags?
I'll check your bags if you renew your subscription. No! 10 cents an issue! That's my final offer!
Phew. Think there's the slightest chance Mr. Sponge Illustrated isn't on this flight?
Uh-uh.
Me neither.
We made it.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is your pilot speaking. We'll be flying at an altitude of 50,000 feet, so settle back, relax, and renew your subscription to Sponge Illustrated. Only a nickel a copy.
John Arbuckle thought he'd eluded the magazine subscription guy. He thought he'd gotten away from him once and for all. He was, of course, wrong.
Attention, John Arbuckle! You can renew your subscription at the lowest price ever. Free! That's right, renew your subscription to Sponge Illustrated. Absolutely free! No!
Fifteen hours later, a weary and exhausted John Arbuckle finally reached land.
It's no use. Wherever I go, no matter what I do, he'll be there. I might as well get it over with. All right, wherever you are, you might as well come out.
Mr. Arbuckle, do you realize that your subscription to Sponge Illustrated expires in only 259 weeks? Oh, please, please renew your subscription. If you don't, they'll fire me, and my whole family will starve. My wife, my 88-year-old mama, my 14 children, all of whom need braces and new video games. I can give you our guaranteed on my honor, cross my heart, lowest price ever. We'll pay you 75 cents each to renew. If you have a shred of human dignity within you, please, oh, please renew.
all right, I'll renew my subscription. Where do I sign?
And so, for John Arbuckle, the terror was over. He returned to his home and his dog and his cat, who, by the way, resents the lousy part he had in this episode. Everything was peaceful once more, until...
Now, who could that be?
You know who it is, don't you?
Yeah, yeah.
So do I. So do we all.
Mr. Arbuckle, do you realize your subscription to Sponge Illustrated expires in only 9 years and 11 months? I can offer you our guaranteed lowest price ever of only $3.80 an issue. $2.75. How about a buck? How about a buck for 10 more years?
It's one of those mornings. The kind of morning where you've been up for 2 minutes and it feels like 2 days. If I can just make it to my coffee, I'll be all right. It's in sight. Come on, Garfield, you can make it. You can make it.
So close, and yet so far.
You can't get out of bed, Orson.
I promised Booker and Sheldon I'd read them Chicken Lickin' as a bedtime story.
You can't! You're sick! Else will have to read to the chicks. Come on, Bo. Let's let Orson get some rest.
Feel better, man. It'll make you, like, not feel so bad.
I must be sick. Bo's starting to make sense to me.
See you later, Seth.
Bye, Bo. Chicken licking. All right.
I'd better go, like, read the chicks that story.
They're right. I just need sleep.
You asleep?
Orson, do you think you should be exercising when you are sick? Orson, I really think you ought to stop kidding around or you'll never get your health back.
Get out! Leave me alone!
We just wanted to help.
If you want to help, go read Chicken Lickin' to Booker and Sheldon and let me rest.
Read to the chicks? I can do that.
As can I. I want to read to them.
I'm going to read to them.
No, I'm going to read to them.
Au contraire, ducko.
I don't care if you can speak Spanish. I'm still going to read to them.
Getting sick around here is no fun.
Orson was going to read us a story.
Orson's not feeling well.
I know. I just wanted a story.
Like, once upon a time, there was this babe named Chicken Licken.
Bo,
you're going to read to us?
Yeah, like I'm the designated pinch pig man. Okay, so anyway, Chicken Licken was working in the field one day when something chanced to, you know, like hit her on the head. So when she got her noggin together, she decided...
Dear me, the sky is falling.
So she got up and did her way duck impression, running all over the place. And who should she run into but her old amigo, Cocky Locky?
What do you think you're doing?
Well, I'm like doing like Orson, man. Help, Cocky Locky, said Chicken Licken.
You're not reading him that story. I'm reading him that story.
Okay, like have it your way, sis.
All right, now, where are we?
Chicken Licken just meant Cocky Locky.
Okay. Help, Cocky Locky, said Chicken Licken.
The sky is falling. We must tell the king.
I knew it! All this tampering with the ozone layer.
Ozone layer?
Well, this is the environmentally sound version I'm reading to you. So, Chicken Licken and Cocky Locky ran through the woods until they ran into Ducky Wucky.
Oh, Ducky Wucky,
said Cocky Locky.
The sky is falling.
The sky. The sky is falling.
Falling. Oh, mercy. Oh, all is tampering with the ozone layer.
We're going to tell the king, said Chicken Licken. May I come with you, asked Ducky Wucky. Certainly, said Cocky Locky.
I came all the way over here, and I'm going to read the chicks their story.
So Chicken Licken, Cocky Locky, and Ducky Wucky walked through the forest.
Phone call for Lanolin Sheep.
Phone call? Well, I'll be right back.
Ha! Now, where were we?
About half past Ducky Wucky.
So we were. So Chicken Licken, Cocky Locky, and Ducky Wucky walked through the forest until they came upon Piggy Wiggy. Boy, what great names. Chicken Licken said,
Oh, Piggy Wiggy, the sky is falling.
All this tampering with the ozone layer.
I'm going to go read the tale of Chicken Licken to Booker and Sheldon.
Well, I hope you have better luck than I did, man.
So, Chicken Licken, Cocky Locky, Ducky Wucky, and Piggy Wiggy walked through the forest until they met Sheepy Creepy.
Are you getting all this down, Booker?
You can't tell your Piggy Wiggies without a scorecard.
The sky is falling, they told Sheepy Creepy.
Roy, your favorite TV show is on.
Garfield and Friends? Oh, my goodness! I can't miss it! I gotta go! We'll finish this later! Bye!
Where are we? Just skip past Sheepy Creepy. Okie dokie. So Chicken Licken, Cocky Locky, Ducky Wucky, Piggy Wiggy, and Sheepy Creepy walked through the forest until they met Lammy Whammy.
The sky is falling,
said Chicken Licken, to which Lammy Whammy replied,
All is tampering with the ozone layer.
Right. We're gonna go tell the king, said Cocky Locky. Or maybe it was Ducky Wucky who said that.
Hello? Hello? There's nobody here.
Wait a minute. It isn't Saturday morning. Garfield isn't on.
Sure, you can come with us to tell the king, said Piggy Wiggy. And so Chicken Licken, Cocky Locky, Ducky Wucky, Piggy Wiggy, Sheepy Creepy, Lammy Whammy, Puppy Wuppy, Goosey Poosey, Horsey Wossy, Weasel Geasel, Turkey Lucky, Horky Talky, Foxy Woxy, Eggy Leggy, Wooly Bully, Catty Fatty, Beaver Cleaver, Wormy Squirmy, Hoggy Woggy, Rooster Shooster, Fishy Wishy, Apey Wapey, Toady Woady, Mallet Ballad, Hippo Zippo, Mousy Wousy, and Chicky Wicky all went to see the king. Oh, boy.
Hey, Duck, that's my job.
No, it's my job. You preempted me right in the middle of Sheepy Creepy.
No, like I was reading the story first, man.
I thought you guys first.
What is going on?
Finally, they got to the king's castle to warn him.
The sky is falling,
Chicken Licken said. The king promptly replied,
"All this tampering with the ozone layer."
The king assured them that the sky was not falling, and they...
Shh!
We put them to sleep.
That story would make a cup of coffee doze off.
Like, we're sorry we got you out of bed, man.
Yeah, we were just trying to help you.
I understand. But if you want to help me, there is something you could do.
What is it?
Pray tell. And so, Chicken Licken and Cocky Locky
and Ducky Wucky went through the forest.
Where, like, they ran into this Piggy Wiggy dude.
When it comes to putting someone to sleep, this is better than warm milk.
The sky is falling, Chicken Licken said.
All this tampering with the ozone layer, said Piggy Wiggy. And then the four of them...
We're coming to you live from the Natural History Museum, where history is coming to life. An actual living saber-toothed tiger has been found and brought here for scientific study.
A saber-toothed tiger? They've been extinct since before the Stone Age.
Researchers here have never seen a saber-toothed tiger and are looking forward to exhausting study of the animal which is now being delivered.
Hey, 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 be careful with that, Charlie!
I got it, I got it! Ah!
This is my chance.
The saber-toothed tiger's getting away!
I'm not letting them keep me caged up anymore. Oh, what fifth? Very interesting. According to this chart, I'm not the only feline in this world. And that gives me a great idea. Here, I'm gonna need these. Now I need some tension ferment.
Hey, there he is!
I'll call you when the burgers are ready. How would you like yours?
Rare. My stomach's too empty to wait for well done.
I think I lost them. Now, I need a cat of some kind.
Hey, what's going on here? What are you doing?
Quick dry denture cement. Perfect!
What is this? Some kind of nightmare?
There he is! There's the saber-toothed tiger!
I see him!
No, these aren't my teeth. These aren't my teeth, honest. I'm just your common everyday pussycat.
Burgers, Garfield. Did you hear some people yelling out in the street? Must be hungry. Usually at least leaves the tray.
Throw the stick so I can fetch it. Indeed.
Odie, what's wrong? Odie, what are you trying to tell me? Yeah, Garfield's kind of grumpy today. Just let him sleep.
I gotta get these teeth out.
He's getting on that bus.
Bye, guys. Ask for a transfer to the 81 West. Gotta get these teeth off. Do you realize how long it would take to brush these things?
Hey, that's fun. I might stay in this place forever.
Guys, I made us some dessert. Odie, what's gotten into you? A walrus? Garfield's acting like a walrus. Well, you're right there. Odie, I don't know what you're talking about. I'll go check on Garfield. I have no idea what's with Odie. Maybe Garfield's pushed him off the table one too many times. There you are, my little Garfield, snoring away, purring like a little kitten.
With teeth like this, I'd have to see my dentist twice a day. And in floss with a garden hose.
It's a tiger! A saber-toothed tiger!
Yoo-hoo! Anybody home? You're a clumsy dentist, Arbuckle, but effective.
Garfield, there's a saber-toothed tiger in there!
There's no real saber-toothed tiger in the living room. There is a real saber-toothed tiger in the living room.
Let's get out of here. I'll call the police in the museum.
See if Tarzan's listed in the phone book while you're at it.
Need more help. Over and out.
We are coming to you from a suburban home where for the last hour, experts have been attempting to recapture a dangerous saber-toothed tiger. I see that two museum attendants have just failed in the most recent attempt. This is John Arbuckle, the owner of the house. Mr. Arbuckle, how long have they been trying to get the tiger out?
About 2 hours now. I'm beginning to think nothing will ever get that tiger out.
You got it, fella.
I have a way to get him out. It's not kind, but it has to be done.
Mr. Arbuckle, I understand your cat is trying to succeed where the museum and SWAT teams have failed. What is he up to?
I have no idea. I just hope
you... Wait a minute. The saber-toothed tiger has just come out of the house.
Help me. Please help me. Take me back to the museum. Please lock me up. Anything. Just get me away from that thing inside. Help.
Garfield, you did it!
I said I would.
The police couldn't do it. The zoo couldn't do it. How were you able to get that tiger to leave our house?
I did the cruelest thing to him I could think of. I invited Nermal over.
Yes, it's me, Nermal, the cutest kitty cat in the whole wide world.
Even a saber-toothed tiger can get sick to his stomach.
I want to play with a ball of string, Garfield, and roll around and look real cute and have people pet me.
Wait, maybe we were better off with the tiger.